Peter's mother-in-law. She was sick, was healed, got up, and served.
Like down, like hurt?
I never know. Like, maybe, like, I got some issue with, like, depression. Like, I, you know? And they're like, I'm not gonna help them.
Not everyone goes at the same speed I go. My mind runs like 100 miles an hour.
And are we willing to, like, put that aside and I should help them?
Whenever someone shows kindness to you, you more than likely show it back to others. Being all alone, I was eating my tuna. I was eating
not with the tuna.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, when we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way.
Yes, you got it.
I'm Jose.
I'm Marlon.
And I'm Fernanda. And I'm extremely proud of you, Jose Carlos.
First try.
Sure.
First try.
Sure.
Yeah, first try. Oh my goodness. Regardless of how many tries I took, it doesn't matter. I got a little question for you.
Okay.
That's a little question.
I'm trying, but
hurry up.
Say it.
Excellent. Moving on.
Okay. When you're feeling down, what is your go-to remedy?
Like down, like short?
When you're feeling down. You
know, down like short. What the heck, Marlon?
You would know about being short.
My go-to remedy. I love mochi.
Mochi is good, though. Mochi.
I brought mochi to church, and both of you?
I had
both of you grabbed.
I ate one.
It was pretty good. It was pretty
How
good.
Many did you have?
Two.
He was the one that stole the other one. Uh-huh. I was like, who
Big
took
bet.
Another one? It
Big
was
bet.
You. Now yeah. I know. Mochi. Mochi is my comfort dessert. I really like it. It's
pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I would say... I'd probably, honestly, it'd probably be between, like, just, like, practicing guitar or sleep.
Oh, it calms you down?
Sleep.
Yeah, it like, calms you down. You put on, like, a big effect and you just, you do the ambient. Or you just.
With guitar?
Yeah, and then.
Practicing guitar stresses me out. So I'm glad you enjoy that. That's your remedy. Okay, Jose, do you have a remedy?
I got plenty, actually.
Oh, tell us, tell us.
First off, ice cream. Can never go wrong with ice cream. Ice cream is the best thing that I ever created. Mm-hmm. Second one, Legos. I love Legos. And I build a bunch of Legos. And I have a lot of Lego cars. So, yeah, I like building Legos, too. Mm-hmm. And then I also like watching TV, like a lot of it. It's like New Girl. I put the, like, background noise, and I'll build, like, be building my Legos and stuff. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You didn't come build my Pac-Man one that I still have from December. It's like halfway built, and I still have like a good... It has like 18 bags in total. I still got like a good 8.
If I build it, I'm keeping it, Marlon, so keep that in mind.
I have an orchid Lego that I received for my birthday from Cindy, so I need to build that one. But I really... The show... I like comfort shows. So
Loki
is a fun one, but... My comfort show right now is New Boy. What the heck? No.
New Boy?
No, it's Boy Meets World. Why did I say that? I mixed it with New Girl, but it's Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
Yeah, and I was watching another comfort show is Gilmore Girls, but sometimes it stresses me out because Rory makes horrible life decisions.
Oh, that show is annoying, bro.
Yeah, and I don't. You've watched some too, right? I just don't really like the relationship with the mother and daughter because it's just very chaotic. But sometimes it is a comfort show, sometimes it's not. Boy Meets World right now is just, it's perfect. Like, I can just fall asleep to it. I've watched it all, so.
I will say, that intro is pretty nice.
What? The Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
It's sweet. Okay. It's a fun, it's a, you can do things while watching Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Yeah, like, not watch Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. If you have a comfort show, comment it down below. There you go.
Right. Anyways.
Moving on.
Talking about feeling down and everything. Can you remember a time where someone showed you kindness or compassion in the moment you really needed it?
Yes. Okay, so going back to my second grade era, right?
What an era that was.
Right, it really was. I was thinking about it. I was like, whoa.
That.
No, and I also thought about it because I saw this person at graduation. Mm. And I was like, whoa.
You did me dirty.
No, it was the opposite. Like, really? When I was feeling down, you said, Jose's question was like, you whenever you're feeling down when someone showed compassion.
Oh, okay.
So going back my second grade era, I was at lunch eating all alone. I was eating my tuna. I was eating
not
no
with
wonder
that you're tuna.
Sitting alone. Okay. With your tuna second grade, bro.
Okay, but despite that, kid came up and just talked to me. He was like, yo, what's up? I was like, hey, what's up? Like, what are you eating? He was like, oh, it's tuna. He's like, you like it? He's like, not really, but like, he's still hung out. He was chill. And then he showed me around. Like, that was my first, I don't know when it was, but it was around my first days. And he just, like, he became my friend. He showed me around. Mm. He was pretty chill.
That's sweet.
And then I saw him at graduation the other day because I knew him throughout school because we went middle school. We just didn't have the same classes. So our friendship never became like anything more. But I always admired him. I always thought he was like a very good guy. I could always be like, oh, hello. His name is Tyler. I could be like, oh, hey, Tyler. Like, hey, Tyler, how you been? Like, we could just talk. And then I saw him at the graduation the other day. I was like, I remember Tyler.
Tyler was a good friend.
You know, Tyler was chill. He was a good guy.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a sweet memory from
Tyler
second.
Was a real one.
Yeah.
It was an OG.
I have a very busy life. I do church. I'm about to do a show for theater. I have work, and I have lots of things. And like at work and at church, there's like little small projects. So. Oh, yeah. And it's just I'm also in a change in my life right now. So it's just been a very jam-packed mm-hmm. month. And sometimes I'm not able to fully control my emotions. And it's like I'm stressed. And I mean, I'm being honest. Like sometimes I'm crying because of how stressed I am. And it's but the people that have been the closest to me have shown so much love, understanding, and also they've served me. Like, they see how much I'm in need of not doing things alone right now, and everyone is supporting me. And it's just, even though I've been stressed, I felt so blessed and so loved because I know that I'm not alone because the people that I have in my life, you two are part of it. It's like, you two are helping me in this moment of like, oh, it's a change in her life. So, and it comes with being more patient with me. It comes with helping me a little bit more. It comes with just listening to me. And I've been feeling so grateful. Yeah, it's been very nice. So it's like, oh, I've been feeling it recently. And if I hadn't, I don't know how I would be right now. But yeah, so. Oh my
God. Let me yawn.
Well, I finished talking, so I took it to you. People are going to say, like, Jose Carlos like is sleep deprived or something.
We record these at 5 in the morning.
No, we don't.
Y'all.
Get them fresh out at the oven.
It's 10:30. Anyways, so like the same question, but. Now backwards. Do you think you could show like compassion to somebody when they really need it? Or would you be like, maybe you know something about that person, like it's like, oh, they were not that nice.
Well, nah.
Do you think you'd be able to go to them, show compassion?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean like what the second grade encounter whenever Tyler came up to me, I was like, oh, you know, like I like this guy. He also, I mean, it depends on the people, right? So whenever someone shows kindness to you, you more than likely show it back to others. So it's like, oh, if you see someone else, maybe they later down the road, they're sitting alone, mm-hmm. you go up to them. Like, it's kind of like, you know, how they do that social experiment where it's like where you pay for the guy's food behind you in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And then
55 talking 55.
Yeah. It's like the person behind them could be generous and pay for the guy behind them, or he could not. Mm-hmm. So it depends.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that one of the things for me has been that I've had to work on myself is being patient, because not everyone goes at the same speed I go. My mind runs like 100 miles an hour, and not everyone's mind goes like that. Like, I know that Marlon has a way that he works. I know Jose has a way that he works. And
what I'm hearing is that we're normal and you're like a little bit crazy.
No. That's not what I'm trying to say. But like, let's say the three of us are making this podcast. You know, it's our first time making a podcast, and it's your first time on a screen. So I know that sometimes I need to be like, I need to treat them with love and kindness, because they're also in the learning process. Like, remember at the beginning, you didn't know how to edit videos or uploading videos. Don't, Jose. It's just the having to, whenever you work with other people, it's like you need the same type of patience you want others to give you, you need to give to others, and the same type of love. And so it's like, okay, so I've been able to work on that, like showing compassion, and like the first thought that I was like, oh well, I've had to learn that to do with you guys, mm-hmm. because it's something new for all the three of us.
Yeah,
so it's been fun having to do that, but it has its times that I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore, and I tell y'all. But
it works out.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nice to have a system where it's like, okay, if you have patience with me, I have patience with mm-hmm. you, so it all works out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we're a team. That's what we, the three of us right now. We are a team. So now we're just learning each other. And we know that when one is probably needing a little bit more help, we go and help. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think it's always like me personally, like I always like think like, oh yeah, I got that. I can like show somebody like compassion and everything. But I never know, like, maybe, like, I got some issue with, like, the person, like, and maybe, like, nah, I'm not going to help them. So it's something, like, to really think about if you're, like, actually, like, if you just say that you would, or, like, if you actually would do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, like, you could be saying right now, oh, yeah, I'll show compassion, but now it's, like, okay, let's evaluate our actions from now on. Am I actually showing true compassion to those that are around me, or am I immediately just getting mad at them or just getting upset with them or treating them wrongly just because I'm actually not? It's just a wake-up call right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a good like reminder, like, nobody's perfect in this world. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own issues and everything, but are we willing to like put that aside and actually help them?
Mm-hmm. Jose, I have another story. Mm-hmm. And his name was Jose. Not this Jose, another Jose. Uh-huh. I remember it was middle school, and he came. It was like a halfway or like a little bit starting the school year. And this guy named Jose came in, and they asked me, he's like, hey, Marlon, can you show him around? I was like, yeah. So then we started off, and I showed him around. We were chill. But it's just his personality. He was a little annoying. So the friends that I hung out with.
I got a few of those in my life.
Yeah. So the friends that I hung out with, okay, Jose, this is Jose, but the other Jose, okay, anyways, so the friends that I hung out with kind of found him annoying, and they kind of like, so then I started to do that too. I wasn't showing compassion, but then later I realized, I was like, well, like, I mean, I've been in his shoes before, and although he can be a little annoying, like, I can still show compassion and patience. So then we just kind of like, we just became friends. And he was like, hey, Marlon, we played soccer. And I was his actual friend throughout middle school. But I mean, he was chill. And then high school, well, separate ways, different classes. But yeah. So Jose, if you're watching. Yeah. I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here, Jose.
There you go. That's for you, Jose.
Not you, Jose. But you, Jose.
Okay. I thought that was established. Okay. Regardless of that, just leave that in the past now.
Moving on.
When life feels overwhelming, maybe even painful, where do you like usually turn for hope or like comfort? Do you have like a go to like person maybe or like thing that you do that helps you like calm down?
Mm-hmm. I try to do it by myself. And then when I'm like, okay, that's not working, then I need to talk it out. I have people that I go to, and it's people that I have been very meaningful. And right now, one of the people that has been dealing with me is Heather. Shout out to you, Heather.
I'm so sorry, Heather.
So Heather, it's like, she's like, just, I am like, sorry, Heather, that I sometimes come to you. And she's like, girl, sometimes you just need to talk it out, and I'm here for you. And we have fun at work, too. Yeah, Heather is amazing. So I go to my friends. I also go to mom and dad when it's, like, something heavier. Oh, sorry. When it's something heavier, like, I need more advice, I go to them. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Marlon, do you have?
I would say mom sometimes too, or I would say the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I just go to Jesus, because I, like Fetty said, I try to do it on my own, but then you realize you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So then you like really then be like, God, please help me.
Yeah, and sometimes it's sad that I didn't. Sorry, it's sad that I didn't say this, but like. Jesus is not always the person that we go to. Mm-hmm. But when I finally am like breaking, because mm-hmm. I try to find answers from the people around me, and when they're not giving me the thing that I need, that's when I go to Jesus, and then I'm crying, bawling my eyes out, and it's like, why didn't I go to you first? Yeah. But it is then the next day that I come and I have puffy eyes.
Yeah. I don't really like go to somebody or anything like that. Like, I mean, if I talk to somebody, it would be like Julia or like dad, maybe mom. Like, I don't really talk to anybody. Maybe you. Sometimes I've come to you. Sometimes most of the time I just wait and see how it works out. But yeah, sometimes it feels like healing isn't like possible, but there's someone that's always there for us to like help us and guide us, and that's God. God is always gonna be there for us. I want to read Matthew 8, verses 14 through 17, which is what we're focusing on today. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law laying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening, they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Here we see that Jesus came and healed many people, Peter's mother-in-law, people with, even was dealing with demons. Mm-hmm. So that's when you see that, one, Jesus has power right there to heal, take everything away, and that Jesus is... Oh, in the last episode, we were talking about he's, like, powerful and compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look for people that are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is here to, like, heal everybody. So, yeah. And then we also see the example of Peter's, like, mother-in-law, how she got healed and started serving God or Jesus. So sometimes I feel like we just look for, like, to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like it's something very easy for, like, the human race to just look out for, like, ourselves. And then sometimes we don't even say thank you or anything like that. But here we see, like, the example of how she, like, got healed and everything, and she straight up just wanted to serve Jesus.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, that guy in the drive-thru just paid for my order. Let's go. Not even, like, a thank you. Just like, oh, do you want to pay for the one behind you? No. Give me my food.
Yeah. And then we also see example how he healed the people with like demons. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but if I see somebody that's like dealing with something like that, that's not something necessarily I want to be close to whatsoever.
Oh, it's scary because it's like you know that it's not them. They're being controlled by a spirit, and those spirits are stronger than us sometimes.
Yeah. Well, they got power. Not as strong as just God and Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
But they definitely have power.
Yeah.
Hijo del diablo.
Anyways, we see how Jesus like helped them, you know. Yes. See how Jesus like went to the broken and the outcast, because those are people people push out. Somebody like in your family is dealing with something like that. Normally, the go-to reaction is to push them away. Mm-hmm. So you see how God and Jesus went and healed them, you know, cast the demon out. So that's something like really important to like remember. God is not looking for people that are perfect or anything. He wants to help the ones that are broken. He wants to help the ones that are suffering. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But I also think that, just like you mentioned, that she, it's Peter's mom, right? She
mother-in-law.
Peter's mother-in-law. She was sick, was healed, got up, and served. We are called to do the same. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we're so selfish. But it's like, think of what went through her head. I was suffering, like fever and stuff, and Jesus healed me.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. I'm no longer in pain. Mm-hmm. I've been saved from that pain. Yeah. I'm going to do something about it, which is serve him, because I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. It's like we serve God because of what he's done for us. It's just, it's the natural reaction of like, you did something for me. Mm-hmm. You took me out of my suffering. I'm going to serve you.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes as Christians, we forget to do that. That we need to be so thankful that we are able to live eternity with Jesus. That's now and forever, we need to serve him.
Yeah.
And I just think it's beautiful that she was able to, like, it was instantly, it was immediate that she was like, I need to go serve him.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being in bed for, like, being sick. Like, I've been sick pretty bad. And so whenever I get better, whenever my mom gave me medicine, I was like, oh, I'm better now. Thank you, mom. Then I went to the kitchen and I started helping her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's like, definitely, like, whenever you're feeling down, too, and you talk to God about it, and throughout time, it could be throughout time or throughout the prayer you're asking, God answers, then you're like, thank you so much, God. And so then you just start being active, and you find doors opening. Mm-hmm. And through those doors, you get to choose, like, to obey God and serve him, and to just serve them in that way. Mm-hmm. And to know that it's like, okay, like, kind of like with people too, like, okay, you do this for me, so let me do this for you. Like, God, if you love me, I'm going to love you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also remembering that even if it's hard, even if it's like, oh, maybe it's not a moment that you're extremely grateful because God gave you something. Mm-hmm. God doesn't have to give, like, he already gave us the best gift, the ultimate gift.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to keep expecting him to, oh, God, give me this, and that way I'll serve you. God, if you give me this, I will do this for you. It's forever. Mm-hmm. It's not a, if God does this, I will do this for him. Mm-hmm. It's like, it changes your mentality. And, I mean, we're human, so obviously we could mess up there. But it's just being grateful for the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Even when we're hurting, also serving. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's when you show compassion to people, and that's when you edify them, and that's when you're like, okay, you need a little bit more help. Let me help you. And that's like, if you're doing good and you see somebody next to you that is not, go love them, help them, serve them.
Yeah.
And together, because this is what the church is. Together, we help one another accomplish what God wants us to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And share the love with everyone around the world, because this is for everyone.
And that people see the God, what God is doing with us in our lives and everything. See his power and everything.
Mm-hmm. And we never forget to share who he is. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're called to do.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for being here. We post every single Friday at 10 a.m. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at ADAW Podcast. And if you're looking for a place to help you keep growing your relationship with God, you can search up follow at follow.lifeword.org.
There you go. Perfect. You go.
Thank y'all for being here. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.